We're going to do it here now. We're over here now. Hello and welcome to the Comedy Club podcast. We are, for the first time, recording out of the green room, the blue room in the Lawrence, Kansas. We're here in the good old LFK, and I'm joined by one of my favorite people on the planet, Emma Willman. Hi, Emma.
Hi, Dustin. Honored to be here.
Did you just hold hands the whole time?
Yeah, we were supposed to remember what happened to Valentine's Day. I have a faint memory of you saying that we were going to do something on Valentine's Day. Do you remember that?
And then, but you had to reschedule.
Oh.
So like we did summer and then we moved to Valentine's and then you're like, I have to move this.
Oh.
But then I said, hey, I got this new club open. Can we just get you down?
Oh, yeah, that's what
now.
It was.
So we did.
Okay. Yeah. Well, happy to be here. Great room. I had a lot of fun.
You having fun here?
I'm having fun. I'm having fun despite the fact. Despite the fact that yesterday I ordered Chipotle and I had it come to the comedy club instead of the hotel. And then so I texted Dustin at about probably like 2 or 3. And I was like, hey, I think that I made a mistake.
No. It was like at like 5:30 or 6 o'clock.
Okay. I texted you later and I was, oh yeah, that right. So I ordered it at 2 or 3. About 5:30, I was like, my food never came. I was starving. I texted Dustin and I was like, is there any chance like my Chipotle is there? And you're like, it is. It'll be here when you get here. And I was like, great. So I came in, I ate some of it yesterday and then I got sick.
So I didn't notice it when I got here, and then I was walking out at a point early mid-afternoon, and I see this bag of food, and yep. I assumed one of my staff members ordered it last night and then just left it. Part of me, and they didn't come inside. They literally just left it on the door in
it's
the
entryway. It's because I left a note saying, please leave it in the lobby, so he must have assumed it was in the lobby.
Okay, that's
and then
so
I'm
funny.
This is my thing. This year, I'm going to get it together. I'm not eating food that's been sitting out for hours. Things like this. I need to nip it in the bud. I can't keep operating like this. It's called stirring the pot where you create your own problems. There is no reason for me to be sick today.
None. Zero.
None.
Zero.
And then yet, like I was like, I'm not creating any more issue. Easily avoidable issues are out this year.
And you're not
forward.
A vegetarian. You eat the meats. You eat the
I
meats.
I do eat meat, yeah.
And it was meat, chicken,
yeah.
A chicken thing.
Chicken and steak. And
see, like,
oops.
Yeah, it is a good 5 hours, but I think maybe more it's Chipotle. Like,
could have been.
You know?
Could have
like,
been.
Come on. You've ordered pizza and had a slice hours later.
I am very, I don't know if liberal is the right word, but like careless, like whatever the right terminology for extremely open to eating things even past the expiration date. Like I am down to do that. So I've eaten things that have been left out for exuberant amounts of time.
Okay, so I've taken like the health inspection class of managers course,
nice.
Stuff like that, right? So, and when you're taking the course in KCMO, they explain to you like there's a difference between expired and best buy.
Mm.
Best if you, right? So best buy is like a suggestion.
Yes. And
right?
Then isn't it like a month later is expired?
It depends on what you're using. You know
like
what
cheese.
I mean? Like cottage cheese probably has a best buy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But like chicken's going to be like, do not use by.
Totally.
Like,
you're
especially
done.
Raw.
Yes.
And but so restaurants, you have to follow the expired and you have to treat best buy as the expiration date. You only have for raw meat in a restaurant, you have 7 days to cook it. And then you have 7 days once it's cooked. So,
okay,
but,
that's pretty good. That's,
right.
It's not like a crazy turnover.
Right.
It feels reasonable.
Yeah. Yeah. And
makes
so,
it scary when you see the places that have like a D rating. So that means they're like doing it even past.
I don't know. We're so picky about what like we I have an excellent staff that makes sure that we're just on top.
And the kitchen is very clean.
Food's important to me.
Yep.
I like food.
It's important to me too. I'm just a fucking idiot. I mean, would you have eaten something that had been sitting out a couple hours?
Oh, yeah.
You would have. Okay.
Oh,
all right.
So
good.
I went home early last night. I ordered a pizza, watched a movie.
Nice.
And I mean, look, that pizza sat there for, it was definitely out for a couple hours. And I was like, I'll have another
seasoning. It gives a little extra. Normally when something's been sitting, like I'll have something sit out in the, I'll cook it.
I think that's what the basil was for.
Yeah. That's how I got to start seasoning stuff moving forward. I'll
with
have
seasons.
With actual, I'm learning. There's the pots of stuff. I'll like leave it out. And then like the next day when I have it, I do feel like it tastes better. There'll be like a saltiness to it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to change my ways. Do you have any goals for the year?
For the
2026 is just around the corner.
don't fail clubs.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm about to turn around and open a jazz bar in Kansas really? City by that club as well. That thing has been in the works
you
for so long.
You told me about
long.
That the last time I was there.
It's ridiculous, yeah. Emma. It's the whole process has been ridiculous. I will never open another business in KCMO.
Do you think that, is that just like, what, you know, like whenever someone's like training for something hard, or like whenever, anytime I've ever done something where it's like really tough, I'm like, I'm never doing this again. But then once you do it, you're like,
No. No.
It's just
until they get their, until they get that better, their planning and development department is horrendous.
I remember you saying that because I think the last time I was in the at the Comedy Club of Kansas City, I remember very distinctly being there right after COVID, because it was the first room I did coming out of COVID.
Like, if I relocate from where I'm at in KC, I'll probably go to Overland Park or something.
Really?
I'll go to Kansas. I mean, it would be nice to go to like Crossroads or downtown or something, but I just, KCMO makes it so difficult.
Yeah.
It's so difficult.
Not business friendly.
It's not. I mean, there are like general contractors who just refuse to do it anymore.
Damn.
I mean, so, you know. And their whole process of getting a liquor license is absurd as well. Like, we tried to get a 3 o'clock for the jazz bar, and then
what's a 3 o'clock? Like, you can
3 o'clock, you can serve till 3.
Yeah,
instead of the standard 1:30.
Nice
to get that late night traffic to come out and for the music,
right,
and stuff. And then, but it's like a voting process, and they send out forms to like the neighborhood.
Oh.
So we have like 80-year-old women going, it's already loud enough with the Tesla dealership. Like, what are you
talking
about? How much
noise is the Tesla dealership?
We're a jazz bar.
Right.
Like, we don't even have big speaker. You'll never hear us.
Also, if it's in the complex where the comedy club is, there's no residential houses around there.
They're over yonder.
Okay.
I said yonder.
But they're not going to be, yonder's not going to be here.
No, we don't have semi-trucks dropping off cars in the middle of the
night. Totally.
Yeah.
That damn Tesla dealership has got them all riled
that
up.
That saxophone's really just tooting all night.
Are you going to have to go like lobby these people?
No, we just took the 1:30 and we'll reapply after
I mean, personally, I feel like nothing good happens after 1:30 when you're out anyway, but maybe at a jazz club it's different because you're lounging.
It's a different environment.
Vibe,
like, we want to capitalize on some late night food traffic here in Lawrence.
True.
In this downtown, because everyone's like, there's not a lot of food options downtown. But like, I only want to go to a certain point. Like, I know the most money to be made is after the bars close, that 2 a.m. to 3
a.m. Oh my God, you'll spend any amount of the money. When I went to college in Boston, there was this food truck that would go out. My roommate had a boyfriend at Boston College. And sometimes I'll go to the parties there, and there was a food truck that would go out probably right then at 2, and they would sell hot dogs for like 15. I mean, they're giant hot dogs, but it was like 12, 15 bucks, and there'd be a line. It was like a thing because people would take pictures of them like eating the hot dogs. They were like very like ridiculously, they're like very like pornographic.
I'm sorry, what were they like again?
with the hot dogs. Everyone would take pictures of it. It was like a thing because there'd be these giant. But they're making so much money because you're drunk, and then you want, so you will pay anything to eat something if you've got a buzz on, I feel.
So it's funny, like, I just hired this new cook here. Great. My kitchen staff here in Lawrence is fantastic now.
Nice.
It was hard to find people.
Right.
Like, it was hard to find qualified, mentally stable, hygienic
people. How do you decide if someone's mentally stable?
Bro. Talk to him.
Really?
It's like, you, there's something not right with you, man.
Fuck. Sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's we'll put a
thank you.
Anymore.
Beep.
So the first month was very hard. We were lucky enough the same day. I mean, and my kitchen manager from KC, we interviewed so many people out here, and it was like, what is wrong?
Yeah.
And then we finally, in the same day, had a bunch of very qualified people, and I took two of them. I'm like, you're both hired. I don't know.
Did the mentally unstable people get mad when they don't get hired? Because I feel like mentally unstable people wouldn't take too well to rejection.
No, they look sad and walk 45 minutes home.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that
you're,
mean?
You rejected me.
I guess I'm gonna go home now.
At least they tried. They came out and tried.
They tried.
Maybe it'll be a number.
So I mean, what I look for the most when hiring is stability. Is longevity at your jobs.
Yes.
If your resume is just full of like 2 months, 3 months, 2 months, I ain't doing it.
Also have the insight on that to like lie. I would say
they don't even lie.
They should at least lie. Like I,
you would think the common sense to lie about it.
Because I've been a reference for people before.
Yeah,
it's happened. I think I was three references. On the third one, I said I'm not doing this anymore because the second one I said I'm not doing it anymore. The first one was for a friend of mine who he was like, "Will you say that I worked at this? I worked at a restaurant for like 1 month and then hopped around to a bunch of restaurants. Will you say that you were my manager there for like 3 years or something?" I was like, "Done. It was easy." And then the second, I had told someone that I did that, and she was like, "Will you be my reference?" And I was like, "Sure." And then she was like, "It's for an admin job." Hand to God, she goes. She's like, they're going to call you for this admin job. Just say that we worked at the same company together, whatever. It was for a securities firm that dealt with cybersecurity.
Oh my God.
So this person's like grilling me. It was like international security. It was like an Israeli securities firm. So this guy is like calling, grilling me on whether or not this person's a qualified candidate. And I was like sweating. Like I was like trying to like text her at the same time. Like, are you crazy? Like I said, I could be your reference saying we worked at a restaurant to get a securities firm. Like, I don't know how to answer these questions. And she did end up getting the job. But I was like, I'm never doing that again. Cause he was like person to person. Like, would you hire her? Like I felt bad.
See, lying. I think that's about the only thing you can ask is would you hire them again?
Oh, he asked me that 15 different ways. He was like, you know, like off the right. Can you speak to her? Like that, like really, like he was like, is this an honest person? Like, would you trust? And I'm just like lying to him. And I felt like awful about it. And he was like, I really appreciate your time. Like, truly, like, thank you. And
I have new employees ask me sometimes if I'll write letters lying about how long they've been here. Mm. So like they can get like apartments or something like that.
I get that. Because you got to get that. I mean, when they want you to have a letter from your old landlord being your reference, your old landlord doesn't want to write a letter usually.
I know.
You know?
Well, what I don't like about rental now is it used to have credit
right.
and rental history.
Right.
And now your credit is more important than your rental history.
Ooh.
So like your base of living is determined off of a credit score.
Right.
For a decent place to live, and that's not fair.
Anything that has to do with the credit score, I'm not a huge fan of.
Yeah.
Because they get you.
Yeah. Do you know. How's your credit?
I mean, it's not my favorite thing about myself, I'll tell you that. but part of the problem was...
Is it in the sixes? Do you even know?
Okay, now I think it is.
Okay.
But that's good for me. I think it's 620 now, but that's like I'm doing great. Because it was...
It takes time to build.
But this was like me after I've like built it up. Like I had to do the thing where I got like a prepaid card and like all that to build it back up.
I mean, I don't have great credit. It's now good and it's taken years.
Does it help that you, because it's also like the more things you put on credit, the more that.
Yeah. COVID wrecked me a little bit.
Right.
And there was like one thing that really hurt me and I fought it and I disputed it so many times.
I disputed a couple things.
I took like a small line of credit from a credit union just to have a little personal finance while opening the KC
sure.
location, pay bills. I mean, I maxed it out so quick, but
right.
I was paying on. And
right.
then COVID happened and I didn't pay shit. And you could see payment on time. COVID happened, no payment, and then payments, right? And it's
right.
like you can clearly see.
It's a clear pattern of behavior that's not based on you being unreliable or you forgetting to pay it.
Nobody gave a shit.
Yeah.
So I got to wait 7 years, so a couple Woo. Before that comes off, because that's how long. But when I...
You could say that you... Now, I know I'm advocating lying a lot, but one thing I've heard does work is...
We'll call this episode dishonest.
You could say you had a crippling drug addiction, and then you got sober.
That's worse.
And then, you got so... I guess it wouldn't make sense if it was a drug addiction that lasted exactly 5 months. You'd be like... But you could say like you had a crippling, like something happened, and you were destitute. Wouldn't they give you some compassion for
Look,
that?
It's fine. I'm just a heroin addict.
Yeah,
it's fine.
I was a 5 month heroin addict. Give me a break. And then they'll pull this freaking interview up in court and they'll go, who is your friend?
I'd like to enter exhibit A, please.
That's why when I got audited, I talked about it on so many podcasts and stuff, but whatever. What are you going to know?
So my credit went, 2015, I kind of had to like start taking jobs, you know, like a little bit here and there. And like, cause that's when kids started entering my life.
And that changes everything.
Everything. So I kind of like came off the road and moved back from LA and stuff. And as soon as I took this job, and I it was in flooring, I got into the flooring industry, sales, whatever. And I was
Did you know someone in flooring, or how did you?
No.
Oh.
I applied.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's what
I've done so many jobs.
I've done a lot of weird, I've done like weird jobs too, where I would just, especially sales jobs are very quick to hire you.
I actually did well. It's a weird industry that I succeeded.
That's
all
great.
The shit I've done. I was like, okay, I'm.
You're good at selling floors?
I loved selling carpet. I really did. I don't know why. It was. I like
so
carpet.
Random.
I mean, that's look at this carpet.
It's a nice carpet.
I bought
carpet.
This carpet from my old job, actually.
They're hard to keep clean, but it's a nice. I guess that keeps the turnover high.
So when I took that, I sat down and I was like, okay, I looked at my credit. I'm like, it was in the fives. Easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Oh, I've been
low,
there easy.
Low to low five.
Yes.
Because you're kind of, I don't give a shit. I slept in a partitioned living room space and I rented out my bedrooms in LA.
I would forget to pay it all the time. I did that too. I would Airbnb my apartment. I used to Airbnb it. And then I would be like, oh, I'll just Airbnb it while I'm still there. Like it was
that's
a mess.
I paid no rent, just a few bills. I rented out the bedrooms. I lived in the, I did not care about
did you
credit.
Get I got in trouble for doing that.
No.
I got in trouble because I got greedy with Airbnb because I realized how easy it was. And I was doing it all the time. This is a while ago. And I remember someone in the building when I wasn't there was like, hey, Emma, your cousins from Hong Kong are here. And I was like,
oh my God.
Yeah. And they go, stop Airbnb-ing your place. And I was like, damn it. Because I just told everyone, I was like, say you're my cousin. If anyone asks what you're doing. And she was like, your cousins are here from Hong Kong.
Oh,
and I was like,
I'm a cousin.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah. You don't see the family resemblance? So I got, but it was because I got.
How's
I
just, Uncle Wong?
Yeah, wonderful. Exactly. Yeah. You don't see it.
You don't see it.
It was that's how I got busted though for my Airbnb operation.
So I did. I told myself, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna work, and in 5 years,
I get your credit back.
I was like, I'm gonna get my credit up, and in 5 years, I'm gonna open my own business. That
oh, wow.
was my plan when I started, right. And then I did it in 3, and I opened the comedy.
Hell yeah!
And
did you have any?
Here's the thing: the SBA only looks for
Small Business Association.
They only $650. That's when they'll give you money.
Oh really?
Yeah. That's when they will, $650 is all they look for.
And then you have to have a business plan?
It helps, but yeah. These days, I mean, these days, ChatGPT.
I know.
It didn't exist. That,
right.
Right.
In oh, ChatGPT is amazing.
Hey, I need a business plan for this and this and that. And it's done.
I'm a user of ChatGPT.
Yeah.
I'm trying to use it less. There's a comedian, Lisa Traeger, really got in my head about it. She had a lot of good reasons saying, like, you have to stop using it. I can't recall them, but I remember that they really like it's like the environment and you're losing your ability to think and stuff like that. Because I use it a lot.
I wouldn't call it the ability to think.
Ask her about it. She's got a lot of like good.
She'll be in Kansas City in a couple months.
Ask her about it. She's got a lot of like things about the ChatGPT.
I will ask her.
But she did get through to me, so I started using it
less. This whole episode was written on ChatGPT.
Every head movement,
word
everything.
For word.
Yeah, the hand hold hands at 1 minute in. Yeah, I use it. I love ChatGPT. I mean, I like it. It does make mistakes. I've caught it on making mistakes before, but for food for thought and for helping me organize my thoughts, it really helps.
I asked ChatGPT. So when I was looking for different locations, I was looking at different college towns in different areas for this one to open this
right.
next club. I asked ChatGPT's opinion about, hey, which area would be better? And it was like, man, the breakdown, the population, the reasoning.
Great.
Is this a good, what's a good location in Lawrence for the, I mean, it's insane.
Anything with like pulling data and stuff too, that's where it's like, do you know how long that would have taken me the rest of my life to sit and do that?
I don't know how to write a business plan.
No idea.
What are you talking about?
Totally.
No.
I'll ask it lots of little. I'll ask it like I don't do the thing where I'm like, what does this text message mean? Like I don't ask it about like my personal life. So I've stopped short of that because I think that could get a little slippery.
Yeah.
But I'll ask it a lot of like health questions, and I ask it not to do the thing where it tells me it's a good idea. Because has it done this to you before? It's like, oh, that's a brilliant question, Dustin.
Oh, it's a good question.
I don't like that because I'll be like, what is it? What are signs of low iron? I'll be like, it's so amazing that you're asking questions. conversations like this, Emma. And I'm like, no. Like, I don't need you to like fluff me like that. Cause then it feels like,
why are you pandering?
That's what it feels like. And I'm like, this is weird. But that, I think it doing that is what then makes people fall in love with it. Cause if something's like, that's a really good idea. Good question, Dustin. Then, and after a while you start being like, what are you doing?
Then it's like her. Like,
yeah, exactly. Her. People fall in love with the robots.
I'm getting married.
Exactly.
To who?
ChatGPT. Wait, I'm seeing ChatGPT.
You just have a laptop with a bridal
up the thing.
And then it's like, do you take this man? Yeah,
it pauses.
Great question.
Yeah. It is a good question.
Yes. Yeah.
People give it little names, do a little voices.
Does it?
Oh yeah, you can have a voice. I don't with mine, but you can like.
I don't have a voice. I still read it.
I still read it too. But you can have it like have a little voice, and all, it's gonna be a whole thing.
I paid $18 for this chai tea.
The hell is in it?
I DoorDashed it.
Oh, I know.
It's more to bring it to me than the door. It's hot. It's warm.
It's so convenient.
It's so cold outside.
It's like so cold.
Teens tonight, and all I wanted was a hot chai latte, and like, so I DoorDashed it $18 with it's across the street. I mean, I tipped them well. A lot of that
it's just across too, the street.
I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
I really don't care. Just bring me Starbucks. Don't give a fuck. Go to Topeka, bring it. I don't care. It was here quick though.
I Uber eat something. I was in Tyler, Texas not too long ago, and I Uber eats the steak from Applebee's, and when I don't know where they brought it from, because by the time the steak got there, the styrofoam had congealed with the steak. Oh, and you know, God. What? No. And I ate that and I was fine.
And I was fine. See, Chipotle.
So maybe it was a Chipotle because I ate it. And I don't
know. I've seen the people working in the restaurant industries out here.
Really?
Don't. And because Kansas minimum wage is shite. Right?
Really?
It's shite. It's like $7 an hour.
Damn.
So there's a lot of kitchen workers out here who then when I interview.
Is that them, livable?
Fuck no.
Damn.
There's a lot of kitchen workers, especially in chains, making like 12, 13 bucks an hour. And I'm like, oh, man.
How does Kansas City get away with doing that? They just no one's lobbying for higher minimum wage.
Like, my cooks in KC are close to mid-20s.
Nice.
You know what I mean? Like,
great.
So, and out here.
And then that helps you retain
I started
people.
Here like high teens.
That's
and
great.
And it's a much smaller club though. So
right.
It's like, I, especially getting started.
And it's also going to help you retain people too.
Yes.
Because
it's great for the market. I would love to be able to pay, but again, it's half the size.
Right.
So we're only generating like, and we're not even generating that half the revenue yet.
Right.
You know, so, but yes, I am, it's important to me.
How
to
long
have
do you give yourself when you open a business where you're like, okay, it has to be profitable in like this amount of time?
A day?
Damn.
No. I mean, I didn't come in with rose colored glasses.
Yeah.
I was like, and I kind of even said, I'm like, this club will be paying its own bills in 4 to 6 months.
That's good.
And then like probably be packed in a year is my, and that's very like
that's great,
that's very optimistic, but I see what our pre-sales are moving. We've been open 6 weeks,
right?
You know, so I see we've had some very good shows. You know, we've had, you know, close to 100 people in here for several shows,
and people are like excited to be like out.
The word of mouth out here, as long as we stay consistent and we're friendly and the service is good and the food and the drinks and the comics and all of that, the word of mouth has been great.
Who'd you have opening weekend?
I did a soft opening with Mike Baldwin.
Nice. He was with me in Kansas City one weekend. He was fun.
And then my opening weekend, I brought in JC Carias.
Nice.
Just monster, you know.
Do you ever miss doing I know him. Oh, he's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, with his hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loud,
he's funny. Yeah, we both recorded a Don't Tell comedy set on the same night.
Okay.
Yeah, like different shows, but on the same night. Like,
were you going to ask if I miss comedy?
Do you ever miss doing it?
I'm so busy.
So you don't miss it at all?
So I know that I have empty gaps. But of like dopamines and like
so do comedians, search. So do people that still do comedy for
right,
sure,
right? And I'm like,
for
and
sure,
and I'm like, where do I fill these?
Right,
and I know where, but I don't want to be the first off. I don't want to be the club owner who's putting himself on stage all the time.
True,
I think that's one of the things that have helped separate us. Is like I focus on building a community,
right?
And there's lots of upcoming. It means I really get off as much, enjoy as much as. Building a young comics and creating talent is performing these days. I mean, dude, I'm a single dad. I have two kids now, two clubs, almost a
right.
I know how much time and energy it takes to be really good.
Also, I feel like if you are a club owner and you put yourself up, then it's like they're talking about the pressure is on to perform well too. Because like you're not going to feel like you can like mess around or try new things. Because it's like people are going to be like, oh, and then you said no to me? Like you wouldn't let me do this? But then you're talking about...
If I really wanted to, I could probably position myself with some friends to go like feature out of town at their clubs sure. here and there. You know, and I changed my act. So I do, I've gotten on stage a little bit. I have like a multimedia, like I have a whole like slideshow presentation Ooh. Of my kids.
It's, oh, wow.
I mean, it kills. It really does. It's a lot of fun. It's different than anything. I kind of took everything I was working on that I'd done over the years and just compiled it all into
your
one thing.
Do your kids know that they're in it?
A little bit, but a little bit. It's a
lot
of
fun. That's a whole other level being in your parents' comedy act.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, you actually came, the first time I met you was right when, shortly after I opened that KC.
Yeah, I remember.
And I was in a parental pickle.
You're in a parental pickle, and we went to get barbecue with your mom.
Joe's. She
That's
remember
the
that.
Only time I've ever gone out with a club owner's mom.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How was that fun?
It was fun. It was the only time I've ever done that. I remember we went to a barbecue place, and I just remember you being stressed out about wanting to see your kids.
I was devastated.
Yeah, I remember broke. That.
I have never been so sad and angry in my life.
My parents had a really bad divorce.
4 months is how long it took to get them back, and $20,000.
Woo!
Yeah, it was not good.
Which 4 months when you're in it seems like forever. In the grand scheme of it, it's not a long time, but for that...
You go to bed for 160 days in a row yeah. without your kids.
And the tough thing is you don't know if that's going to be over. That's when you're like, because my parents had a really bad divorce. So I remember hearing about the stresses of.
I just had to convince their mom to bring him back and tell her that tell her I would help her get into an apartment when she got back.
Where had they gone?
She just took him. Her mom came and picked him up and took him to California.
So a little kidnappy.
It was very kidnappy.
Yeah, that's a little kidnappy.
It was very kidnappy.
Yeah.
But we weren't married, so I had really no rights.
Even though you're the dad?
Dad, birth certificate,
Damn.
Main supporter. The child family laws are horrendous.
Damn.
They're horrendous, and they're a century outdated.
I didn't know that was like that if you had to be married to like get access to custody of kids.
Parental custody laws are still operating on the laws that were designed to protect women who had kids out of wedlock in the 1920s.
Okay.
That's just
And they
facts.
Just haven't been updated.
Never been updated. But fathers are still you're starting to get rights more
yeah.
than that. So
I remember I'm custody full custody stuff. Now. I remember so. That with my dad and mom, and it was like the whole like God. The torment, but I was kind of like I was a kid, so I didn't really get it.
She gave us a 2 minute light. We're gonna end this on a high note.
Custody,
I miss
baby.
My baby.
But no. you got him back, so
I
that is
back,
a high note.
Baby, we're back.
That is you got that. It's a talk about a high note.
I'm back. You're back. This is back. You're killing it, by the way.
I'm
you're
trying.
Just you're the funniest. I love you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. I'm glad
it.
You could be
I
here.
Appreciate the support.
Speaking of children in our infancy of
yes.
this. You're always here early on.
That's true. Yeah, that's true, because it was like your first. It was like your first 6 weeks in Kansas City.
I think for new clubs, it's important to present really funny.
I appreciate it,
and that's what keeps people coming back. I think long term. What do you want to promote? Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be on tour starting in March, like every weekend. So all my tickets are at immwoman.com, and then I'm on Facebook, Instagram, constantly TikTok as well, but Facebook and Instagram, I'm always on those two.
Guys, follow Emma online. Find her in your city or a city near you. It's been wonderful recording for the first time here in Lawrence, Kansas at the Comedy Club of Lawrence. We started holding hands. We're going to hold hands out. Follow us. Subscribe. The Comedy Club LFK. The Comedy Club KC. Find a show. Come out. Laugh. Bye.